Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, heartbreak in Brisbane. A candlelight vigil held for a young couple and their unborn baby killed by an allegedly drugged teenage driver. Facing justice, former Melbourne principal Malka Leifer returns to Victoria, the accused paedophile facing 74 charges of child sexual abuse. COVID restrictions easing, Sydney set to say goodbye to masks, face coverings to go in shopping centres but staying on public transport. And Queensland's border decision, the Premier to reveal if the state will reopen to Greater Sydney.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Grief is being compounded by anger as a community in Brisbane comes to terms with the loss of a young couple just months away from becoming parents. A vigil was held overnight to honour the victims, but the family wants the tragic crash to spark change to juvenile justice laws.
Family, friends and strangers united in grief, gathering at the same spot where three young lives were ripped away. Matty Field and his partner, Kate Ledbetter, were just months away from meeting their first child.
You know, here's two people going about their business innocently on Australia Day, walking their dogs.
Hit by a stolen Toyota Land Cruiser, allegedly driven by a 17-year-old boy, high on ice. He's accused of running a red light and slamming into a tow truck, the stolen four-wheel drive rolling and hitting the couple as they crossed the road. Just 15 minutes earlier, the teenager was captured on camera in an alleged road rage attack at the same intersection.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
All while he was out on bail. The family is now campaigning for changes to youth justice laws.
Take this anger, change the laws, and let's challenge it into something positive so it's not your child that you're going to be burying one day because of these young offenders.
Queensland made amendments to youth bail rules last year, but the same government also passed laws allowing 17-year-olds to be tried as children, not adults. As the heartbreak ripped beyond the Alexandra Hills community, small comfort came for locals who found the couple's dog, Frankie, who took off into bushland when her owners were hit.
Thank you so much. It's okay, little boy.
I know.
Bianca Stone, 7 News.
Accused paedophile Malka Leifer has returned to Victoria to face charges of child sexual abuse. The former school principal arrived on the last commercial flight from Israel. Although it's hard to see, this is her walking through the air bridge. She was escorted by Victoria police officers to a women's prison. She will now spend 14 days in hotel quarantine, but will front bail court today via video link for a preliminary hearing. COVID restrictions across New South Wales will begin easing from tomorrow, with the state's premier saying incremental changes are the safest way forward. Masks will no longer be compulsory for shoppers or retail workers, but will still be mandatory in gaming rooms, hair and beauty salons, places of worship and on public transport. Gathering rules will also change. Up to 30 will be allowed indoors, 50 outdoors. Weddings and funeral limits will lift to 300, while religious and hospitality venues won't have a cap but will need to adhere to the 4 square metre rule.
If we continue to see zero to low case numbers and reasonable rates of testing, that in 2 weeks' time...
It follows 10 days of zero community transmission across the state. Sydneysiders are hoping the state's case-free COVID streak will be enough to convince the Queensland Premier to drop border restrictions. Greater Sydney has been locked out of the Sunshine State since prior to Christmas. Anastasia Palaszczuk is expected to announce today whether the border ban will lift. Frustrated local business owners have renewed pleas to reopen the border as Queensland's tourism industry suffers. Meantime, Queensland has revealed its plans for the COVID vaccine rollout. Six locations for vaccination hubs have been earmarked for when the Pfizer jab is available. Cairns, Townsville, the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast will each get a dedicated vaccine centre, while Brisbane will have two. The federal government remains optimistic the rollout will begin for priority groups from the end of next month. There are urgent calls to bring hundreds of officers home from Victorian border checkpoints, with police saying they're at breaking point. More than a dozen Melbourne police stations had to close on Australia Day because of the number of officers at the border and manning hotel quarantine. There are now fears serious crimes are going unreported. A decision will be made today over whether to resume a travel bubble with New Zealand. Political reporter Olivia Leeming is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Olivia. More COVID cases have emerged across the Tasman.
Yes, two more people have tested positive in Auckland, both with the mutant South African strain of the virus. The travellers were in the same quarantine hotel at the same time as the 56-year-old woman who tested positive on Sunday after returning from Europe. She was diagnosed with COVID after being released from hotel quarantine, having already visited some 30 venues with her husband on New Zealand's North Island, including popular holiday spots and Airbnbs. On Monday, the Australian government announced a snap suspension of the border bubble with New Zealand for 72 hours, and that's due to end at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Australian authorities now have to decide whether to allow New Zealanders to enter Australia again without having to quarantine or continue that suspension. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says they'll be assessing further advice received overnight from New Zealand about those cases, with a final decision expected later this morning. Jodie.
Okay, Olivia, thank you. Three fishermen are missing in waters off Queensland's far north coast. The men, aged 18, 27 and 37, set off on Australia Day morning in their 4.8-metre boat. They were last seen at a reef off Green Island, where the boat appeared to be having engine issues. A large-scale sea and air search yesterday failed to find any sign of the men or the vessel. The cricket fans, shamed and booted out of the third test after being accused of racism, have now been officially cleared. Play was stopped as the men were ejected from the SCG after India complained that Mohammad Siraj had been racially abused. Cricket Australia has now confirmed witness reports on Seven News that the men were not responsible for the comments. Two luxury cars at a second-hand dealership have been torched in a racial attack in Adelaide. The BMW and Mercedes, worth around $270,000, were written off. The arsonists also sprayed the words "Go Home" on a wall at the business owned by a Pakistani-born man who's lived in Australia for 20 years. Police are now hunting two men caught on security camera. A former high flyer at the National Australia Bank has been jailed for at least 4 years for a scam which netted her more than $5 million. Rosemary Rogers was chief of staff to former NAB boss Andrew Thorburn. She received kickbacks from an events company and used the cash for a trophy home, a luxury car, boats and overseas holidays. A man who gambled his wife's new kitchen on a piece of Australian history is about to find out how it's all paid off. Despite having just lost his job at Holden, he bought the very last Commodore ever made. Now it's up for auction and the bids are getting crazy.
A fully loaded 8-cylinder VF Series 2 Holden Commodore, the last car built in Australia. But Holden veteran and owner Alex says it's more than a piece of motoring history.
Because this is recognition for a lot of the people that put the blood, sweat and tears in the background.
While a different car was the official last Holden off the assembly line, Alex's was the last through the body shop to be painted and stamped with Holden's ID number. He tracked down the dealer to buy it sight unseen.
And save it from going to somebody who wouldn't know what, who wouldn't have known what they had.
A $60,000 risk, just as he'd lost his job. It still has the plastic protective coverings and only 100 Ks on the clock. The culmination of 70 years. Now being auctioned online.
Ideally to a collector that will do the car justice.
Bidding has already passed $118,000 and could reach $500,000.
It's a very rare vehicle. There'll never be another last Holden.
The end of Holden manufacturing in Australia has triggered a big boost in interest among collectors and also the value of these rare vehicles from right throughout Holden's history. Bidding for this V8 supercharged Malou Ute, one of only four made, has already passed $1 million. The auction for both ends Saturday, and then, says Alex, it's payback time.
My wife missed out, had to forego on her brand new kitchen for this car. So I think that'll be the first step.
Paul Kadak, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading down. The Nasdaq is also lower. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords closed lower, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,843 an ounce. Oil is $53 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 76.88 US cents, 80 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. Billionaire businessman Andrew Forrest and his wife Nicola have visited the R.M. Williams workshop in Adelaide for the first time since they purchased the company for $190 million last year. They say they'll look at expanding the facility and want to employ more staff.
We simply have lost the skills in Australia, and it's up to us now to bring those skills back and propagate them amongst our younger generation.
They also told the company's 400 workers they want the brand to become 100% Australian-made as soon as possible. Britain has introduced mandatory hotel quarantine for returning UK nationals. Anyone who has been in a handful of red list countries will be placed into hotel quarantine for 10 days. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the new measures are to prevent new strains of COVID-19 from reaching the UK. Countries on the red list include South Africa, Portugal and South American nations. The US is bracing for more wild winter weather as a sub-zero blast sweeps across the country. Trapped hikers had to be airlifted out of a desert canyon turned icy tundra in Arizona. 23 states have issued storm alerts from coast to coast, and that number is likely to rise. Blizzard warnings are also in effect in North Carolina, while up to 2 metres of snow and strong winds are forecast to hit Lake Tahoe. Indonesia's most active volcano has erupted just as residents were returning home after fleeing a previous eruption. Plumes of ash were sent into the sky and rivers of lava flowed down Mount Merapi's slopes. Locals were forced to flee as the ash rolled in. Merapi's last major eruption in 2010 killed nearly 350 people. A push to convict Donald Trump over the deadly Capitol riot could be dead in the water as more Republicans back the former president. Let's go live now to US correspondent Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. It's a major blow for the impeachment trial.
Good morning, Jody. Yes, this is a kind of windsock for the way that Republicans will vote when it comes to the question of do they impeach former President Donald Trump or not. The vote overnight in the US Senate turned out 55 to 45 approving the constitutionality of bringing the president to trial after he has left office. So, approved. The problem being, though, when it comes to the question of impeaching him, the Senate has to have a two-thirds majority. 67 of the 100 senators have to support it, so the numbers fell 12 short. The Republican senator who brought the vote on left the Senate saying, quote, the impeachment process is dead on arrival, end quote. So that vote, as a test, appears to suggest that the former US President Donald Trump will survive the impeachment process, though for now, Democrats are pressing ahead with it anyway. Jody?
Okay, Tim Lester, thank you. In sport, Matthew Wade is the big casualty from the Test series loss to India, axed from next month's tour of South Africa. Keeper batsman Alex Carey and Queensland paceman Mark Steckerty are among five uncapped players in the 19-man squad. The selectors have also defended Tim Payne's leadership, with the skipper keeping the captaincy. Wade is in Australia's T20 squad that will be playing in New Zealand at the same time. If finishing on top of the Big Bash ladder wasn't enough, the Sydney Sixers could be set for another boost for the finals. Test paceman Mitch Stark could be in line to play his first Big Bash game in 6 years against the Perth Scorchers on Saturday night if he recovers in time from a hamstring injury.
Yeah, I think we're still waiting on a few scan results to see what happens. I think the fact that it's in Canberra helps.
The Sixers are chasing back-to-back Big Bash titles. But the finals kick off tomorrow night at the Gabba. The Brisbane Heat take on the Adelaide Strikers in the Eliminator. Every ball is live and free on Seven. Old wounds will be reopened tonight when traditional rivals Carlton and Collingwood face off in the AFLW season opener. Last time they met, Magpies defender Stacey Livingston labelled Blues star Taylor Harris useless.
Yeah, for sure. I'll buy into it, and it's not going to be my point of, you know, aggression or anything like that, but I'm obviously a boxer, so it's one of those one-on-one kind of build-up things, and of course I'll try and get the upper hand.
The daughter of Collingwood great Gavin Brown and sister of current Pies Callum and Tyler, Tani, will make her debut. The game is live and free across the screens of Seven. Moses Mbai has stepped down as skipper at the West Tigers but has thrown his support behind a possible successor. Mbai gave up the captaincy after spending the past 2 years in charge, during which the Tigers failed to make the finals. The 27-year-old says he would like to see new teammate and former Panthers skipper James Tamo take over the role. There's a good reason why Adelaide 36ers teen Josh Giddey is attracting attention from NBA teams. The 18-year-old starred in the 36ers 88-78 win over the New Zealand Breakers last night. Giddey, the son of former NBL star Warwick, picked up 18 points, 10 rebounds and 8 assists as Adelaide made it to 2 wins in 5 days over the Kiwis.
You know, it is cool to have those kind of numbers, but, you know, as I said, I really couldn't care less if I have 0 points or 40 points. I mean, as long as we're winning, that's all I care about.
Former Atlanta Hawk Isaac Humphries top scored with 21 points. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, an active monsoon trough is causing a number of lows across the country. They're triggering showers and thunderstorms over much of the continent. Cool southerly winds are bringing showers to parts of eastern New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania and southern WA. Around the capitals today, Brisbane, a possible shower atop of 29 degrees. Sydney, showers in 24. A possible shower in Canberra, 20 the top there. Possible showers in Melbourne, 27. Hobart, cloudy atop of 19, a late shower and 31 in Adelaide, 31 also the top in Perth and sunny, and a possible storm, 30 degrees the top in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Thursday, the 28th of January, 2021.